Today's podcast was sponsored by two of my books available on Amazon and Kindle, The Socratic Parent and The Heroic Adventures of Miles and Maria. The Socratic Parent teaches parents how to use one of the most effective parenting strategies that foster intrinsic motivation and stokes an inner dialogue for your child. It leads to less demands and yellings from parents and more self-determination for your child as they excel socially, academically, and emotionally. The Heroic Adventures of Miles and Maria is a beautifully illustrated series of 8 books for children ages 3 through 10. The stories follow the adventures of Miles and Maria as they use the life skills we teach in this podcast throughout their day. Please find my books on Amazon by searching for my name, Paul Sweeto. Welcome to the Student Life Skill Podcast, Weekly Lesson Edition. At the beginning of each week, we provide you with a suggested life skill to use at home or at school. During the COVID-19 pandemic, our children's social and emotional health has never been more important. The life skills we encourage you to use are effective, they actually work, and they're efficient to learn, just taking minutes for children to comprehend and for parents and teachers to understand how to present the lesson. They're evidence-based and they're endorsed by professors at Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. I hope you find this podcast useful, and without further ado, welcome to the show. Hey everyone, it's Paul Sweeto from Student Life Skills. Welcome to week number 1, fall semester, year 2020. I know that we are knee-deep into the pandemic. You might be teaching your child or your student from home, maybe at school, or some hybrid version. These short weekly podcasts will focus on one or two life skills that I suggest you work on and teach to your students. And there's so many great skills that we're going to teach over the course of the semester. And I want to pick one or two each week that I think will be timely. Now, look, I'm not trying to be Pollyannish or annoyingly positive, but we've got a real opportunity here for growth, because I think adversity often spurs deeper dives into our mindsets and may highlight a lot of the strengths we have and also areas that we need to focus on for some more growth and learning. So for the initial week back to school, I wanted to review 2 skills that I think will really give us the biggest bang for our buck and help our children. The first one is what's in or out of my control. And the second one is routines get things done. So the first skill that we'll review is what's in or out of your control. And what I would like you to do, if you're a teacher or even at home, if you could just write a giant letter T, basically having 2 columns, a left and a right column, and put in your control on the left column and out of your control on the right column. And you guys know where I'm going with this. So you could actually have the children make suggestions in each column and go over that as you're teaching them, and then they'll shout things out or, you know, raise their hand appropriately and say, okay, in my control would be, you know, doing my homework, studying, focusing. Out of my control is, you know, other people's opinions, what other people say. And we could go over and over that. And what I'd like you to do is also focus on the coronavirus issues in terms of what's in and out of their control. After you guys go through that, ask them, do they feel more calm when they focus on the things that are in or out of their control? Because this skill is not only great for just getting things done, but also for reducing stress and anxiety. And what's in and out of our control is probably a theme that we're going to need to come back to almost on a daily basis. It's something I do in my personal life, given all of the things going on with the pandemic or politics or just the world at large. Many things are out of my control, but there are things that are in my control, whether it's I'm speaking up with my voice or I'm focusing on my own wellness or exercising or meditating. Things like that are really healthy for me, and those things are in my control. So again, for our children, what's in or out of my control, and you guys can use these phrases over and over again this week and throughout the rest of the semester. Okay, so let's move on to the second skill that I'm encouraging you guys to work on this week, and that's called routines get things done. So the skill routines get things done is in our student life skill book, of course. And let me just read the first sentence. A habit or routine is something you do over and over again at the same time or same place. It's very, very predictable. And I teach students that some students do their homework maybe at a different time, in a different room, at a different place every day. And they spend a lot of time sort of fighting about it and deciding when and where they're going to get it done. And other students do their homework at the same time, the same room, same place, each and every day. And they take a lot less mental energy to figure out when and where they're going to get it done. And consequently, as you would predict, they're going to get more work done. So routines are excellent for children, not just for schoolwork, but also I'd like you guys to consider putting body movement exercise into the routines. The exercise right now is so important. It's always important for children, but reducing stress, increasing focus, just feeling better with a lot of body movement, exercise, put it in the routine. So maybe you'll have, especially if you're teaching them at home, but also at school, just take specific breaks. You know, during the school day, the routine is very structured and the recess times are always predictable. So do the same thing at home if you can. If it's a 10 a.m. recess time during the school day, when they're at school, maybe if you're teaching them at home, make 10 a.m. a recess and movement day or movement time rather, an exercise. Maybe as a parent, you could move with them. Or what I would just want you guys to make sure, please, is that their recess time or downtime is not in front of a screen and playing more video games. So talk to them about building routines and the importance of that. And I think that these two skills, what's in and out of my control and routines get things done, is a great way to start our first week. Back from a long summer that has been mostly quarantined, trying to get back to real life, and I think we're going to get there. I know we are. As always, look, you can find these worksheets for the life skills along with many others at our website at studentlifeskills.com. You can find these worksheets also in my book, Student Life Skills, on Amazon or on Kindle. And I'm wishing you guys a great, great week and looking forward to our next chat. See you soon. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Please connect with us at studentlifeskills.com. And if you would like to reach us, send us an email at info@studentlifeskills.com with any questions or suggestions. And we would love it if you have a moment to please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you know any teachers, therapists, or parents who may benefit from our podcast, please spread the word. Wishing you an excellent week ahead, and thanks for listening.